Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 6 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every brother or sister who leads a disorderly life and not one in accordance with the tradition which you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in an undisciplined way among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but with labor and hardship we kept working night and day, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have the right to this, but in order to offer ourselves as a role model for you, so that you would follow our example. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order: if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either. For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. Now we command and exhort such persons in the Lord Jesus Christ to work peacefully and eat their own bread. But as for you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary of doing good.
God wants those of us who are believers to be diligent in our work and faithful to complete it. But in our self-absorbed, pleasure-seeking culture, it's very easy to get sidetracked into laziness or irresponsibility. This sin is dangerous in a Christian's life because of the harm that can result. Relationships with loved ones go untended, the needs of others are overlooked, and our work becomes sloppy. Christ's followers are to represent Him in our character, conduct, and conversation. Laziness, however, suggests we are unreliable and untrustworthy. What's more, it wastes both the time and the gifts the Lord has given us. All of these things hurt our witness. Irresponsible behavior doesn't fit who we are in Christ. Our Lord modeled diligence for us by accomplishing all that His Father gave Him to do, and as a result, the Heavenly Father was glorified. Someday, we will each give an account to God and receive compensation for what we've done, whether it was good or worthless. If you realize you've been careless in some area of your life, confess it as sin. Then ask God for the grace to resist laziness and pursue diligence.